Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I'm Matt, and I'm with my co-host Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Oh, it is going so great. Let me tell you, I leave for Disney tomorrow, and as crazy and stressful as my work week has been for the past couple days, I don't care, because I'm going to Disney tomorrow.
Heck yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, no complaints over here. Still trying to kick this dang cough that I've had for like 4 weeks, but otherwise feeling good. You know, there are just tons of big Disney news that happened yesterday. You know, this episode we were going to put primarily towards, you know, doing your pre-trip report, kind of talk about your plans, because we have not done that at all lately. But there is just way too much news, so we have to kind of talk about that. But fun stuff. We're going to go through it pretty quickly, but yeah, I'm excited just for like all the Disney news, and it already has me like, oh man, now I need to get back to Disney. I need to start playing again.
Yay! So. That's good though, because that's what we've been missing. So I'm so excited that you're at least getting some little spark back. That's so fun.
Yeah. Definitely getting the spark back. I even asked my wife, I was like, hey, when we go in 2024, where do you want to stay? So, okay. It's, you know, just starting those little conversations. Again, I'm not going for a long time, so, but I can dream. So, but I'm going to live, I'm going to live through you for the next week, so I can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, cool. Well, let's dive into it, because we have a lot today. So, before we begin, we always got to talk about, of course, Park Snacker, where you can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more, including Festival of the Arts that starts this week. The menus are now added to Park Snacker, so you can, you know, if you're getting ready to go to Festival of the Arts, if you need to create, you know, your snack list of what you want to eat, you know, make sure you do that. If you have anything that you, you know, you eat or drink, make sure you rate and review that. So Festival of the Arts starts on Friday, the 14th? No.
13th.
13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th, yeah. So, you know, we won't even get to talk about, you know, the farts menus that came out this this past week. But yeah, all of it is now in Park Snacker, so you can go check that out. So just head over to parksnacker.com where you can download the app available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. All right. So, Katie, are you ready to get started?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
All right. Well, Disney PR was, I don't know, they just decided, you know what, new year, new us, Disney 100, let's just start dropping big, you know, good news. You know, they're saying that they've been listening to feedback from, you know, the devoted fan base, the annual pass holders, and, you know, looks like they did that. So, you know, we have some news there. But first, you know, let's talk about some dates that Disney dropped on us. First, you know, talked about a D23 last year. Happily Ever After, they said, was returning, but we were speculating, like, well, what, how is it going to be returning? Because they were kind of, like, vague on exactly what was going to happen with it. I thought it was just going to be, like, a new show with, like, Happily Ever After, at, like, the song kind of, like, mixed in with it. But I was wrong. It is, the whole show is just returning.
Nice.
Yeah, so Enchantment is ending April 2nd, 2023. And then Happily Ever After is returning in full glory April 3rd, 2023. And I don't think Disney announced any plans for, like, a new show after that. Like, they're just bringing back Happily Ever After for now. So
nice.
Yeah. What are your quick thoughts there, Katie?
I'm excited. I mean, it's no wishes. This is a wishes stan account here.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Wishes all the way. Yeah.
100%. But anything's better than Enchantment. So I do love Happily Ever After. I'm excited to see it again. I honestly, like, I don't remember really how many times I've even watched the show itself, but I love the song. Like, it's on a regular rotation of my Disney playlist. It's a jam, and it makes me have all the feels. So super pumped. Not sad to see Enchantment go. Just bring back Wishes now. Oh my gosh, what if they did like a Wishes Happily Ever After duo? That would make the world so
happy. That would be amazing. So I talked about it. I was never a big Happily Ever After fan. I actually loved Enchantment a lot. So I am going to miss it. I'm glad I got to see it. Happily Ever After is returning and fans are rejoicing everywhere. So
yes.
Yeah, that is one piece of good news. So the next thing, Epcot Forever is coming back interim April 3rd as well. So if you don't remember, Epcot Forever was the, you know, kind of smaller show that they put together in between Illuminations leaving and then Harmonious beginning. So that is coming back April 3rd, and that is going to be until the new nighttime show airs later this year. So we don't know any information on that just yet, but it sounds like it's probably going to be similar to how like Illuminations was, because what they've already talked about, Harmonious is now ending on April 2nd, and they mentioned in their blog post there will be a phased removal of the fireworks platforms. So they're getting rid of all of those barges I was about to call it Echo Lake. What is it called?
Showcase Lagoon.
Yeah. So that is, such a sight for sore eyes. Or wait, no, that's not the right.
Sore sight for your eyes.
Sore sight for your, yeah, I know I didn't say that right.
It's horrible, basically.
It's a
about horrible, as horrible as that slip up was.
Oh, man. So it's, everyone is happy that it's leaving. People, Harmonious was fine, but just looking at those barges during the day, it's just metal. Mm-hmm. It's just metal in the middle of the lagoon with like LED screens that like didn't show anything good. So, I'm glad that it's leaving, and hopefully they do something to, kind of call back to like, Illuminations did. So something simple, nothing crazy. I love Epcot Forever too. I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah, same. I will say I did like Harmonious a lot. I did hate the barges, obviously, because the whole point of Showcase Lagoon is to be able to see all of the countries. And everything, and you just couldn't. It was terrible. It was just so terrible. So while I will miss the show, it won't miss the stupid platform barges that look like dinosaurs.
No.
But excited for Epcot Forever, and then even more excited for what's to come.
I know. Yeah, super excited to see what happens. So we'll have to, stay tuned for that. Then the next big one, starting on Monday, they started releasing like these teasers for Tron Light Cycle Run. They had like this whole list of like top scores for Tron, and all of the numbers in there were like coded. So people were trying to figure out the opening date there. People were speculating that it was going to be April 21st, but they officially announced yesterday after another small tease that Tron Light Cycle Run will officially open at Magic Kingdom on April 4th. So we got a lot of big stuff coming back and beginning at the beginning of April there. The cast, the previews will be happening before April 4th. So for cast members, AP holders, and for DVC, select DVC members as well. So Tron Light Cycle, it is happening. It is actually happening sooner than I thought. I was expecting like end of May maybe, but it's April 4th, which is, I've never seen like a open up like that like a ride open up that time period. So,
Super excited. It'll be fun. I'm interested to see how they manage the queue for this. Like, are they going to do virtual queue? Are they going to make it individual Lightning Lane? I mean, obviously, they'll make it individual Lightning
Lane. I think both of those.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they did Guardians individual Lightning Lane and virtual queue right away, if I remember.
Yeah. I think that's what they did, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it'll be different because Magic has never had anything like that, so...
That's right. Yeah, they've never done that before.
Because they've had... Were there individual Lightning Lanes originally for, like, Space and Mine Train, maybe? Did they pay extra for that? I think originally,
yes.
But then they kind of went away with
it. It was Mine Train and Space, but Space isn't anymore.
Yeah, and I
didn't they got rid of that.
So it'll be interesting to see, but very excited that it's sooner than later. I mean, I can't wait to go see how drastically it's changed from the complete and total construction zone it was before.
They've put so many finishing touches on now. Yeah. Like it's close to being open. Like we're not that far out. Because they took down, from what I saw, they took down like all of the walls that they had up, and now it's just like those, you know how they put up those like plant barriers where it's like plant barrels and then like trees and stuff.
Like the ones that like roll around so they're easy enough to,
Yeah. So they have those pretty much around the entryways. You know, they saw the sign for the bathrooms. There's restrooms up there. So I think they said one of the big things is they just have to still put up like the marquee, for the ride. So
nice.
But yeah, Tron. Wow. Why I can't say that.
That's going to be a hard one again.
I want to say Tron. I'm trying to be official and say Tron Light Cycle Run. But yeah, it officially opens, April 4th. So,
woo-hoo.
All right. And then real quick, some other really fun updates for both Disney World and Disneyland. I'm actually going to start with Disneyland first, just because I'd rather keep Disney World for second. So Disneyland, beginning February 4th, guests who enter a Disneyland Resort theme park, Disneyland Park, or California Adventure, with a Magic Key Pass or a Park Hopper ticket may begin crossing over between the parks 2 hours earlier, starting at 11 a.m. So they had their park hopping at 1 p.m., but now with the Magic Key Pass or the Park Hopper Pass, you can park hop at 11 a.m., which is pretty dope. So
that is super dope, and I need Walt Disney World to get on it.
It's close, and we'll talk about that in a bit. So but yeah, Disneyland, we have that. And then they also talked about, you know, because Disneyland tickets are getting super expensive, but they said that they will offer more dates with the lowest one park ticket prices that start at $104. So that's good. You know, they're trying to, you know, help people out in their wallets and try to, you know, make it still a little bit affordable to go to the park. And then lastly, Disney PhotoPass digital download. Sorry, let me say that again. Disney PhotoPass digital photo downloads captured on any Disney PhotoPass available attraction during a park visit, complimentary for all ticketed park guests on the Disneyland app starting February 4th throughout the Disney 100 celebration at the Disneyland Resort. So yeah, pretty much you'll just get complimentary PhotoPass downloads on your from the attractions. So so fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And then let's see. For Disney World, let's hop over to Disney World now. This is a big one, this first one here. Free parking is returning to overnight self-parking at Disney Resort hotels over at Walt Disney World. Crazy. I think that was implemented like 2018. So, you know, that wasn't like a Chapek thing. That was during Iger's reign. So, you know, I guess they just were really listening to feedback, and we got a free thing back, which I honestly was not expecting, especially because they haven't had like a good quarter, you know, or even like a good year, I guess you could say. And, you know, this was definitely probably a big moneymaker for them, but they were like, you know, they would rather have like the guest satisfaction, which is great. I mean, you know, this is all, you know, this is awesome. So,
yeah. I mean, heck, one of the really big reasons why I don't stay on property anymore is that, one, I like to have a car, and two, the parking, I'm not going to pay for parking at the resort and then go to the park and pay for parking at the park. Like, it was bonkers. So this is thrilling, and it might actually make me consider staying at the resorts again.
Yeah. Well, to be clear, I just want to make sure there's no confusion. If you were staying at a Disney resort, you were always able to park at the parks for free.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they even mention it in their blog post saying that you'll still be able to do that. Like that hasn't changed either. So
well, good, but still.
Yeah.
Ignore what I just said. Glad the free thing's coming back at least.
Yeah. 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 No, because it's expensive. It's expensive. I think I forget how much it costs, but I think it was at the deluxe. Like
20.
Well, I don't know what it was at the parks, but at the resort, I think it was up to like $25 per night or something. So, yeah. All right. So that's that. And then, so here we go with park hopping. Not park hopping. Park reservations. So Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. without needing a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom Park. They don't have a date for that just yet, but they'll announce that within the next few months. So that's great. So if you want to be spontaneous now, like after work, like you just go to any park you want. Like that's awesome. Yeah. You don't have to worry about park reservations anymore. You just go. So that's really good news. So
I know. And I think this is so great for the locals too, because they've had so much taken away from them with absolutely nothing given back. And this is like a huge thing for them. So I'm so glad that they realized and listened to the responses that they were getting from their locals, that they let this happen. And like Magic Kingdom on Saturday and Sundays, yeah, that still makes sense. Those are going to be your busiest times anyway. Mm-hmm. But during the week, if I just wanted to go in and like grab a Mickey bar and come out or something, like, yeah, that'd be so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to worry about which park you're going to need a reservation for. Just go. So, that's awesome. I think that's such great news. So, all right. So Genie Plus, attraction photo downloads will now be included with, the Genie Plus, which is dope. I mean, you know, it's not full photo pass, but like any attraction is just now with your Genie Plus, which I think is great. I think that just adds more value to Genie Plus, which is good. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think? I think it's great and kind of silly. I didn't think that it should have been, well, it should have been included in the first go through. Like if I'm already paying to go on this ride, at least give me a complimentary photo. So I'm glad that they finally caught up with that. And I honestly don't think that this hurts them literally at all, because I'm sure very few people actually buy there. With you are the exception since you have one standing
the
up
one time.
The one time. But yeah, I'm sure like 99% of the time no one's buying their attraction photo.
Oh, yeah.
So this doesn't hurt them even at all. But it, again, is one little quote-unquote free thing.
Yeah. If anything, like it could boost their sales too. So for Genie Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. And then let's see. There's one more here. Okay, so this was this actually came out like the day we launched the podcast last week. So all the news that came out, you know, within yesterday, you know, we kind of went through all of that. But last week they dropped that guests planning to visit this summer can get up to $750. On a Disney dining promo card when booking a 5-night, 4-day Walt Disney World travel company room and ticket package at select Disney resort hotels. So pretty much you can get like you get credits for each night of your stay. So if you're at a value, you can get $50 towards the food. If you're at a moderate, you can get $100 towards food. And if you're at a deluxe resort or villa, you can get $150 per night. So, you know, they're trying to compensate something because the dining plan is not around. Or they used to have the free dining, you know, a long time ago. But hey, this is better than nothing. I mean, Katie's giving me a face right now. It's like, you know, you know, getting free money towards food, I can't complain because they weren't giving it out for how many years now? It's something, you know, the world has changed. It's, you know, it's different. You know, unfortunately we don't have the time to really like dive into a lot of this, but I mean, Katie, what are your thoughts for this?
I have so many thoughts, and I've ranted about this to so many people, and I'll try to keep it civil, but I've never understood the stupid dining package Disney does, because it doesn't save you any money. It might make things easier, but it doesn't save you money. But they always promote it as this free dining. Oh, you get so much free this and that. I'm like, no, you don't. Because the fine print of this deal says on non-discounted room rates, right? So you might be getting, you know, a room rate that's in one of their like 30% off deals or something or another, but you can't do that deal and get a $50 a night credit for staying at All Stars. You have to do one or the other. So the money is, you're still paying the same amount. It just comes out of a different pocket. So don't be fooled. Be very careful in what you're like. Actually price it out and see what you're saving. It might be good for some. It might not be good for others. Just make sure you're really pricing it out to see that you're getting a deal. The other thing too is when I originally saw this deal floating around, I thought it was, you know, the certain amount for like per night per person. And I was like, dude, okay, that is a solid deal.
No.
And then I got clarity on it and I was like, oh, nope. It's Disney doing Diney shit again. Like, same stuff. So yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Price it out truly and see if it's a good deal. It might be depending on your situation. I don't know. To me, I don't see anyone looking at this deal and saying, oh, perfect. We need to go this week so we can get this free dining. Like, I don't see this as a motivator to travel this week. It might be for a few people, maybe for some locals, or like annual pass holders who travel in a little bit and still stay at the resorts. I don't know. It might hit a couple people, but like, it's not gonna, I don't see this attracting a ton of people. Like my really close friend, coworker who listens to this podcast all the time, she is going the week after this deal ends. And she was like, well, I need to go call my travel agent and see if I can move it up a week earlier. Like, that would be so, like, it's such a great deal. And I'm like, pump the brakes, sweetheart. Like, you really price it out to see if it it makes a difference. Because you're not going to get a discounted room rate, which I don't know if she already was or not. But just, and this is also on packages, too. So, if like, I think if I'm reading it correctly, which I didn't see this at first, it's not just your room. So annual pass holders, now that I'm thinking about it, if it's a ticket pack, like if you have to get a ticket package, then you don't get this.
That's why I like having a travel agent for like a Disney travel agent for like these kind of deals. Like it really helps because they know the ins and outs of like which, you know, which discounts you can and can't use without each other. Because I'm terrible at doing math, but if I can get someone else to do it for me, hey, yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah, super plug to all the travel agents. Use a travel agent. They are free. If your travel agent is trying to charge you for their services, pick a different one.
Pick a different one. There's a million of them out there. Yeah. Services should be free. So I think in this case, if she does want to try to go a week earlier and if it works out, if it's cheaper, hey, that's fantastic. And I can't wait to hear, you know, her prove you wrong. So
I know. Laura, I'm looking at you, babe.
Let's get that feedback if it happens.
Come tell me.
So let us know. Cool. So, you know, lots of good news. All positives. Disney is listening to us, whether it be Josh D'Amaro, Bob Iger, whoever it is, someone is out there. You know, I know there's a lot of people just, you know, they do lots of research. You know, they ask, they put out so many surveys. I think they can understand what the mood is online. But this is great. This is awesome. So yay. I think what I'm just happy about the most, well, besides Tron Light Cycle Run, just free parking is coming back. Because I honestly never thought, like, that would ever happen. You know, like, that's amazing. I mean, that's something easier to do than like bring back Magical Express, because then you have to, you know, work with mirrors and all that stuff again. So, but all right. So that's all the news for this week and the end of the show. Just kidding. Let's get to Katie.
Hey, this is the best part.
Yeah. All right. So Katie is, you know, she's going on a trip tomorrow. So Katie, I need you to tell me about it, because honestly, we have not talked about your trip in a long time. I don't know much about it. It's always fun kind of hearing the differences between, like, you know, what happens for your pre-trip planning and then what actually happens on your trip, because things change all, you know, all the time. So
oh yeah, and let me tell you, when our plans have changed so much from when we started, because I know we haven't talked about it, especially not on the podcast, since before the holidays.
Yeah.
And before the holidays, I was focusing on my new job. The holidays, like, mm-hmm. I had no time to actually plan anything, so I had nothing really to share.
Yeah.
But now we're leaving in, well, I have to leave my house in 13 hours, so I'm so excited. Yeah, okay, so I'll go through the basics. So when am I going? Tomorrow. So that is Thursday the 12th. I will be flying out of Cincinnati. And then I don't get back. So it's kind of a shorter trip, but it was meant to be a short trip, which turned into still 5 days. So I won't be coming home. I fly home on Tuesday the 17th. With Monday being a holiday, the flight prices were way more expensive to come home mm-hmm. on Monday, which was the plan. So I was like, well, guess we gotta stay another day.
that always gets me too. It's like, well, it's just so much cheaper to fly out, you know, a day earlier mm-hmm. or a day later. Let's just add another night. It all works out the same anyway. So
it really does. And you get an extra day. So
exactly. Yeah. I think that length is a good time though. Cause like, it's not like you're there for like 3 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you have 4 full days, you know, which is awesome. So
that said, I am a peasant again and no longer I don't have my annual pass holder.
Mm.
So I had to buy park tickets like a little nerd and it felt awful. So we ended up doing, I'm just doing a 3-day park hopper ticket. So we do have one rest day. So we're still only doing the parks for 3 days, but we have a rest day built into that, which is honestly really good. Yeah, it's less time in the parks, but it's more time. We're going to do springs, resorts, monorail crawl kind of thing. And those are the kind of things I don't ever do because I always want to be in the park. So it's nice to have that like built in.
Yeah.
I
find more I kind of found on my last trip, I said this before, I found more enjoyment outside of the parks than I did in the parks, because with being with the kid, it was always like so stressful and stuff. But when you're outside the parks, it's like, it's a lot less stressful and it's, you know, a lot easier. So.
Yeah, for sure. More laid back. And yeah, again, it's things that I haven't done before, which is awesome. Like there's not much that I haven't done, but there's still enough.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very excited for that. I'm going, it's actually a girls trip. Nick is not coming and I can't tell if he's upset or not. I think he's upset that I'm leaving, but I don't think he's sad that he's not going to Disney. which is okay. He's allowed to.
He gets alone time. He's probably going to bro out, you know, play video games to as late as he wants. So
listen, I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. But when I come home, the house better be standing and there better not be dirty dishes in my sink. That's all I care about. So I'm going with one of my very close Instagram friends, Cassie, who is at Practically Perfect Picard. She and I met through Instagram 3 years ago, and have actually met up a couple times at the parks on various trips over the past year.
Is she a local or no?
She is not local. She is in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So she is actually going to be driving down tomorrow and then making it in, hopefully, knock on wood, perfect timing to pick me up at the airport. And then we are going, and then she'll just, you know, pick me up and we'll go to the hotel. We are staying off property. To be honest, she booked it and I don't remember what it is. I think it's a Holiday Inn. It's the one, it's across from Target and Walmart. Locals, I'm sure, know maybe what I'm talking about. I could look it up, but Cassie's driving. I don't care. but it's like right near Disney Springs and all of that. Okay. So still super, super close.
It'll be nice that you have a car too. So,
and yeah, exactly. And with her driving, we didn't have to worry about renting a car. Mm-hmm. It's just so much easier to get around having your own car. So
yeah,
that is the current plan. I'm going to go,
what about
I'm
like,
talk,
Let's go like dining. I want to hear like, because I know you're usually not a big table service fan, but did you make any reservations? I know about one, and I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast or if we just talked about it privately. I can't remember. So
I really have been trying not to tell you things too, which let me tell you was so hard.
I know. Yeah. Katie wants to tell me things through text. I'm like, no, I just wait to the podcast. I'd rather hear about it, you know, then. So
I am literally the worst person at keeping secrets. Like, never tell me a secret because I just want to tell everything, especially my own secrets. So I have two dining reservations, potentially three. We are for sure going to get brunch at Steakhouse 71 on Friday. Bottomless mimosas is what I'm here for.
Yep.
So we're actually going to be rope dropping magic at 8:39. I can't remember. I think it's 9. Hanging out in the parks for an hour, and then our reservation isn't until 10:40. So we got kind of like the later brunch scene. And so I'm super excited for that. I've only ever heard good things about Steakhouse 71. And again, yeah, I don't do dining ever. So pretty excited to kind of check it out and see what that's like. And then the other resi we have is I did finally end up finding a Fantasmic dining package.
Yeah.
Because Fantasmic is like my number one thing. I'm so excited. It's back. It's new. And I need to see it. But I didn't want to waste time like standing in line. Yeah. Getting
lines have still been crazy for that too.
Yeah. So thankfully I seriously must have searched 2 weeks straight, and there was nothing at none of the restaurants, nothing popping up. And then randomly one day I did my search and like 10 different options at all of the 5 options, like the restaurants were available. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. book this. So we're actually going to be doing Mama Melrose, which I've never eaten at. Pretty excited. I haven't really heard much about it. Like, there's not really a big fan base for it.
I honestly don't hear much about it either. So,
like, it's Italian food, so it can't be that bad.
It's hard. So, it is hard to mess up Italian. So.
It is.
As long as you have good sauce, then you're pretty much good to go. You know.
Right. And like, I've looked at all of the menus and already picked out what I want. So, which I can't remember what it is, but I look at the menus obsessively. Because I'm that person. Even Disney, not Disney, places I've gone a million times, still look at the menu on my phone before I get to that place. So excited for that, to check it out. And then, to have official, like, reserved seating, that's pretty good seating at Fantasmic at the first show, the 8 o'clock show, because they're still doing 2 shows. Very, very excited for that. Those are the only two official dinings. Obviously, Epcot with the festival opening up that weekend. Anything I eat at Epcot is going to be, I'm all over the food booths. I made my list. I'm so excited that the festival hub is loaded into Park Snacker.
I was as Katie was talking, we had a few kinks to work out from it. Because I literally uploaded all the food to Park Snacker today. Doug, my partner, just texted me. He's like, all right, I fixed everything. Try it now. It's beautiful. It looks so good.
I'm so excited.
So
that will be what I do tonight when I can't sleep because I'm too excited because I go to Disney tomorrow. I'm going to be making all of my selections and adding things to my list. Look at that. He's showing me it on the screen. That looks gorgeous.
It's all there. In the Epcot Festival Hub, go right now and you'll see in Festival of the Arts that all the menus for 2023 are good to go. So.
And they have a decent amount of new stuff, too. I was reading through it. Like, there's a decent amount of new items, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think the article said, like, 50 new items. Oh, man, I already found an error.
That's crazy.
Dang it. I put something that's food into the beverages section. Oh man.
What a nerd. Oh, come on.
Oh, I messed up.
You ruined everything.
It's ruined. There's a lot of good like stuff this year, and I'm I have to go in January one time to try out like some of this stuff. So
I love the Festival of the Arts. It's so fun.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, so knowing that it was Festival of the Arts weekend, like I've planned my outfits forever ago, and I have this really fun like rainbow pastel-y dress that I literally never wear because it's a bit much for me even. But I was like, you know what? It's perfect for farts.
Yes.
Then come to find out, it is going to be a high of 55 on Saturday. Put some leggings under it. So. I know.
And I was like, you're in Cincinnati, though. It's like 30 degrees. You'll be able to handle it.
But 55 in Florida feels colder than 55 in
You'll be fine. Cincy. Throw some leggings on. Put the dress over it. You know, you'll be good to go.
Whatever. I'm going to look like a nerd. But I don't even care because I'm wearing that dang dress.
You'll be fine. Okay, wear it without the leggings, and if you get cold, put the leggings on. So
fine. I thought, and I was telling Cassie this, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wear the dress. I have a jean jacket to go over it anyway, and if I'm still cold, I guess I'll just have to buy another Spirit jersey. Like, darn. So, very cool. Excited about that. I have my snack list made for non-festival stuff. Over on my profile in Park Snacker.
Ooh, I gotta look at that. See what I'll have to check it out later. I'm curious of what you want this trip.
Some of it I added, and I don't know if I really have intentions to try, but it's, you know, a good helpful reminder of like, okay, when I go to Enchanted Rose, which were the drinks that I originally thought I, you know, wanted. So yeah.
I had the one that I had when I was there?
I hear good things about the London Fog or something like that.
I wanted to get that one, but I didn't like the ingredients in it, so I didn't end up getting it. I got like the seasonal. Like, do you like old fashions?
I love old fashions.
See, I got one of their seasonal ones. It was like a peach old fashioned, and like I just did not care for it. I didn't think it was that good. But keep going, and then. Where? Oh, here it is. So I got the Garden Daisy. Ooh, it was so good. So,
ooh, okay.
Yeah, hopefully it's still there. If it's tequila, Midori, lime, and cucumber. And they also like use egg whites on top. It's really good.
Nice.
So yeah, the Garden Daisy, I recommend that one if you're interested and like tequila. So
I do. I'm not picky, let's be clear. But yeah, talking about it. So I'm going to the Enchanted Rose on our rest day. Mm. We're going to start off at Disney Springs, go to Gideon's, get a whole bunch of cookies that I definitely don't need, but absolutely want. I probably am going to get two coffees because I can't decide which one I want. So, you know, classic Katie. And then I don't know what we're going to do for lunch that day. Maybe see if we can get a walk-up list or get on the walk-up list for homecoming. Or I don't know, just kind of play it by ear. But then we need to head over to Polly by like 2 o'clock so that we can get into Trader Sam's. And then we're going to start like a little monorail crawl, go to Trader Sam's for a little bit, head over to the Enchanted Rose. And after that, see how we're doing. Since we already did Steakhouse 71, I think we'll probably skip Contemporary, but maybe take a boat over and hit dinner up at Geyser Point. That'll be kind of like, we definitely want to hit Trader Sam's and Enchanted Rose, and what we do after that, it'll kind of be a we'll see kind of thing.
Yeah. The for Trader Sam's, it opens up at 3 or 4?
It opens at 3, but you really need to get there like an hour early or it'll be completely full.
Yeah. Well, I told you one night it was like a 3-hour wait, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we love Trader Sam's. We did it on our last trip together. I think we did it when we were there in February together. I think so. I don't know. One of the trips we've done together, we've done it, and it was just such a blast. I love Trader Sam's. So excited to hit that up and actually have a drink at Enchanted Rose because I've been in it, and I've like kind of looked around just to check it out, but we didn't have time to actually stay and get anything. So
yeah,
that'll be fun.
Awesome.
So that's my rest day, but park days, like I said, I have the Hopper, but we're only doing 3 days, so.
What parks are you gonna be starting at? I know Magic Kingdom is one day.
Yes, so I've literally changed this on Cassie a million times, but I'm not kidding. I had insomnia a couple nights ago, and I was like, okay, I have a whole new plan. This is because I couldn't sleep, and so I just made a new itinerary for us. That's probably another reason why I couldn't sleep, but that's neither here nor there. But so our first day Friday, we're going to rope drop at Magic Kingdom, head over, get brunch at Steakhouse 71, head back to Magic Kingdom, hang out, do whatever Magic Kingdom-y things we want to do, and then see where the day takes us, but probably hop over to Epcot in the evening for the opening of the festival. I'm sure it's going to be packed, so That's going to be a play by ear kind of thing. Yeah. Because then Saturday, we are spending the full day at Epcot. Originally, we were going to rope drop studios and then hop to Epcot. But then I was like, you know what? That doesn't give me nearly enough Epcot time. And that's where I want to do the most. And like, we have a lot of content that we want to shoot for our Instagram accounts. And Epcot has a whole bunch of it. So I'm like, yeah. I think we need more Epcot time. So
just know the you know, if you go for park opening, you know, the booths aren't open till 11. So
right. Which is perfect because then we can actually do our content before that and then start waiting in all of the food lines.
Yeah. Well, it's nice because, if you're trying to get photos like in World Showcase, it's dead in the morning because, you know, only the rides are open. So.
Right. Yeah. And we might try to get a virtual queue for Guardians. I'm not sure. I don't know that Cassie is super, super big on it. But I honestly have like, I feel like I would be sad if I did it without Nick. So I don't know how I'm going to feel
in the moment.
He's stuck here. He could have come. I gave him the option. But if anything, I actually think like we might rope drop Remy's because I've only done that once. And it was like when masks were still required, my glasses were all like the 3D glasses were all fogging up. And I was like, this is not a good experience. So maybe we'll do that. But you're totally right. Like, going through the showcases before 11 is the way to go because it is Deadsville, especially like.
Well, it depends. If you, you know, want to get content, then yes. But if you're looking to, you know, do
anything
stuff,
else,
no, it's not. It's not good.
Yes. Let me be clear. The nooks and crannies of Epcot where the photos are best are dead. But France is going to be super busy because of Remy's. Norway is going to be super busy because of Frozen.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go to like Germany and, you know, you'll get great photos.
Yeah, Germany and Morocco, you're golden. Japan has great spots. So, full day at Epcot, which I'm pretty stoked about. So then Sunday will be our rest day, Springs and the Monorail Crawl. And Sunday we're ending with rope dropping Animal Kingdom, where I plan to ride Dinosaur at least 10,000 times, maybe 10,001. We'll see. But hang out at Animal Kingdom and then hop right as soon as possible as we can to get in studios by 2. And then, like I said, we have Mama Melrose and then Fantasmic and that's our park days. And then I don't fly out until 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock or something. So we might hit up Springs on Tuesday morning again, but we'll see how we're doing.
Yeah, you should go like go get breakfast at a resort. Like, I think that would be fun. Like, see if there's any availability. Because if you're not interested in Disney Springs, I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good idea. And I was thinking maybe we go check out the new Boardwalk Bakery.
Yeah, there you go. The boardwalk in the morning is always so much fun.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to worry about like getting a reservation or anything like that. So.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I'll have to bring that up. So we'll play that by ear, see how we do, and what time she needs to start driving home as well.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Since she's driving, yeah. So I don't know what time she wants to head home. I kind of feel like I'm perfectly okay if she just drops me off at the airport and I hang out at MCO and catch up on real life.
I would be like, well, I'll catch my own ride to the airport because I would want to spend as much time as possible doing whatever I can while I'm there.
we'll see what the day takes us. I'm trying, like, it's so hard for me not to plan every second of my day.
You gotta be spontaneous. You gotta leave it up. Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep myself laid back and chill, go with the flow. That being said, I have a list of, I'm not kidding, over 70 different reels, audios that I want to use and create.
Oh, you have been planning.
It's so funny.
Would you just save the audios? Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not into reels.
I have so many audios saved. And so some of them I just have ideas just from like scrolling through and I'm like, oh, they did that this way. I want to do it this way or what have you. And then I just started like going through the list of saved audios that I've randomly saved because I think they're funny or like in the moment I have an idea and I save it and forget about it. And I was going through and I'm like, okay, Yeah, so that's what I did. So I like have a spreadsheet, like the nerd I am, wrote down all of the audios, and I was like, okay, what could I do with this? So I have a column that's the audio. I have a column that says what my post idea, like what the caption or whatever would be, like the idea of what the reel will be. And then I have a column of like what park I need to do, and a column of like what do I actually need to take pictures / film. It's intense. I haven't wanted to, I did a lot of that over the break, and I was like, let's just think about it, because I really have taken a step back from Instagram, and I want to get back into it. I really do. But it's been so hard because I don't have the content, because the past couple trips have either been with family or super short, or it really annoys Nick when I make him take me my picture 1,000 times. So I haven't really gotten like the content that I really, really want. So it's funny, like your last question for me here on the notes is, what do you want to accomplish this trip? This trip is, I would give it a like 95% is just to take content pictures and videos and make reels and do all of that stuff, because I really have like none. And now that I have my new phone, I have a fancy ass camera, I'm pumped. So like the purpose of the trip really is content. And luckily Cassie is right on board with that. We're both really like into content creating, but not so much like we don't try as hard as some of the actual Disney content creators. We just do it for fun. Like I don't know how many times in my little list of reels ideas I have like, I don't know, something us being awkward, like we can just go be, make silly faces, be awkward, be goofy or whatever, like we don't take it seriously, but it's just, we just do it for fun. And so I'm actually really, really looking forward to that, because I haven't done that kind of trip in forever. Like I'm pretty sure the last trip I went on that Nick wasn't there was in 2018.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it would have been fall of 2018, which is just crazy to me. It's like girls trip.
Yeah, stuff. time to get it done. I mean, you know, I went last June to get content for Park Snacker Instagram feed, and you know, I'm glad I did it, because when I went in September, like I had zero time to do that with like family. I mean, I was able to go out on my own, like, you know, say Melissa stayed at the resort while, you know, Cora was sleeping in the bedroom. I was able to like, you know, park hop and get, or not park hop, resort hop on the monorail, get like some food or whatever. And, you know, got some stuff there, but yeah, it's much different. So yeah, it's good that, you'll be able to do that on this trip. So,
And I feel like I go through these phases too, because, you know, one of the first trips I made Nick take me on, I had like all my different brand rep stuff and different products I needed to take pictures of for different shops. And I was very into like, oh no, I have to wear this because this is this shop's t-shirt. And it was very structured. And like, I got through the trip, which is one of our longest ones. We were there for like a week, maybe like 8 or 9 days, like a very long time. And I got home from the trip and I was like, I don't remember any of my trip, because I was way too focused on the content. So I had made an active, like I actively tried to not be focused on content for the past couple trips so I could really just embrace everything. But now I'm going back because I'm like, yeah, but now I don't have any content. And I want to do that. Like, I want to have fun with it. And I think it'll be fun doing it like with Cassie too, since we're both very, very similar, very much in the same mindset of like, let's just go have fun, take pictures and get some yummy food. And it's okay if we don't really ride. Like we both have like one or two things we want to ride at each park, but we're not going to be doing Genie Plus. I don't think at all. If anything,
yeah, it doesn't make, it sounds like it doesn't make sense anyway. So
no, it really doesn't. So we won't be doing Genie Plus. So if we ride a couple things, cool. If we,
what are the two rides you want to go on?
So Magic Kingdom, I definitely want to go on Pirates and Jungle Cruise, I think was hers. And if we can get to Haunted Mansion and Little Mermaid, I'd be happy. And then, of course, Splash Mountain as many times as possible, but in all likelihood, just once. Okay. Because I got to do Splash Mountain one more time before it closes and gets remodeled. So that's Magic. Epcot, I really don't care what we do at Epcot. I'd like to do Soarin' because I feel like I haven't done Soarin' in forever.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I know. I'd like to do Spaceship Earth, but whatever. Studios, I'd like to, like, again, I'd like to do some, but it's okay if we don't. I'd like to do Toy Story Mania, but it's okay if I don't. Animal Kingdom, obviously, I need to ride Dinosaur 1,000 times because one of these days they're going to shut it down on me.
And Flight of Passage.
No, I'm not doing Flight of Passage. It's a stupid ride.
I would spend two individual lightning lanes if I could on that.
That's so silly.
Man, so silly. I would spend $100 to ride it.
Hey, you know what? You can have mine. I'll do it for you. Like, I'll give you my Lightning Lane.
Did you hear the news recently? James Cameron, like, he was kind of talking about how they think they could, like, you know, update the ride to, you know, you do like a new video and stuff. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. That's awesome. So
yay. Yeah, no, it's a cool ride. I don't mean to poop on it. It's just fun because I know how much you love it. But yeah, so that's kind of my plan. I'm super excited. I'm not packed yet, which is not shocking. I'm always in this situation. My clothes are packed. So that's a very good start. But like my toiletries and like the random things that go in my park bag and like what I'm going to do on the plane, like, I haven't got none of that done yet. It's still spread out. I make lists though. I have my list. So I just need to check things off my list.
Heck yeah.
And debate how many books I need to take, which should only be zero because I listen to audiobooks, but I feel like I need to take a physical book too. So.
Oh, just take one.
So, I know. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But yeah.
Well, fun.
So, super, super pumped.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to next week to actually hear all about, you know, the successes, the failures, the, you know, the spontaneous things that you did.
Very cool. Yeah. And one thing I did forget to mention that I'm super excited about is I have plans to meet up with a whole bunch of my Instagram friends. Some locals, some that just happen to be there at the same time, which is always magic.
Oh, nice.
So very excited to, you know, spend a lot of time meeting new friends, seeing old friends, all of that good stuff.
Yeah. Great. Heck yeah. Well, I wish I just wish you have so much fun. Enjoy the trip and can't wait to talk to you when you get back.
Yay. Thanks. I will be documenting it all. So I'll be able to tell you in great detail.
Yeah. So where can everyone find you so they could see your Instagram over the next week?
Man, come hang out with me on Magically Mootsy on Instagram and on Park Snacker at Magically Mootsy as well. Now that I have a new phone and it doesn't die every 2 minutes, yes. I'm going to be posting so much while I'm in the parks and also bring my battery pack because I'm sure my phone will still die.
Yeah.
But yeah, come hang out with me on Magically Mootsy and follow along on my next few days and thereafter.
All right, cool. Well, that is Katie. And yeah, make sure you follow her on her trip over there. You could follow me at Instagram as well, Park Snacker. You know, make sure you download the app at parksnacker.com. You follow us on all the social medias over there. I do want to give a quick shout out because I just reviewed the top 10, my top 10 movies of the years, of the year with my two best friends. So each of us counted down, you know, what our top 10 movies were. So I just spent a lot of time putting a video together for that. As you know, cause I used to have, I don't do it anymore, but I had a movie chat podcast called, What'd You Think? And you know, we don't really do it anymore, but I just wanted to talk about movies. So it's dropping, the same day as this podcast episode. I put the links in the, description of the episode so you can watch it on YouTube, or if you want to listen to it as a podcast, you can, it's on all major podcast platforms, so the links are there. So if you want to watch or listen, if you're into movies and such. So just wanted to give a quick plug for that. But otherwise, you know, check out parksnacker.com shop. You know, we have t-shirts and stuff over there. So check that out. And then, yeah, again, I got to plug the Epcot Festival Hub. So make sure in the Park Snacker app, you just go to the menu, Epcot Festival Hub. And then you will now see all of the new Festival of the Arts menus uploaded there. We have returning items from last year still there as well. So like all of the ratings. So, you know, I just went into the Deco Delights and pretty much almost everything from that menu has returned, except for there's a new espresso martini that if you want to try, you can.
I'm trying it.
Is that on your list?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I love me an espresso martini. It's coffee and chocolate and liquor. What is not to love?
I actually, you know what? One time when I had one a long time ago, I didn't care for it at all. But now I have to, again, this was like 8 years ago since I've tried like a an espresso martini, so I feel like I got to do it again. But yeah, so yeah, ratings from previous years are there, so you can kind of see what was good as well. So, but yeah, so the Epcot Festival Hub and Park Snacker. But otherwise, that's it. We'll return next week. Katie's going to be fresh back from her trip, so it's perfect timing. You don't have to wait that long. Katie, have a wonderful trip, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.